Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Today I wanted to talk to you about a man in Genesis named Abimelech. He was king of the Philistines. Genesis 26 takes us through a time when Isaac and his family had settled in a place called Gerar because of a famine. Long story short, God blessed Isaac as he said he would. Abimelech kicked him and his family out of Gerar because there were too many of them. They were too prosperous. And yet, even though Isaac got the boot, he continued to be blessed. Picking up in verse 26, it says, "Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuzeth, his personal advisor, and Pichol, the commander of his forces. Isaac asked them, 'Why have you come to me since you were hostile to me and sent me away?' They answered, 'We saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you, but always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now you are blessed by the Lord.'" Okay, we'll stop there. So we have Abimelech who did not worship the God of Isaac. And yet in verse 28, he and his people say, "We saw clearly that the Lord was with you." They didn't say, "We kind of figured that a God or some God must be with you." It was clear to them. What they saw made such an impression that they wanted to get in on the good side of God. As I read this, I thought, how does a person admit knowing that God is real, seeing the evidence of him, and yet decide not to follow him? Once the king made his pact with Isaac, he went back to his people and continued worshiping his own gods. I mean, I guess we can't be all that surprised because God's own people during Moses' time saw a sea split open, fire in the sky, and water come out of a rock, and still they went back to complaining like they didn't just see the hand of God. Of course, even when Jesus came and his people saw his miracles in life, they still kept to their old ways. So what about today? How many of us in the back of our minds know that God exists, and even further, know that he is the one true God, and yet we still choose our own way? Is knowing something the same as believing in something? Sure, we might know that God exists and is there for us. We might know his promises inside and out, but believing in him is totally different. The Pharisees knew God's law inside and out, but it never went from a head knowledge to a heart knowledge. Abimelech knew God existed, but he wasn't interested in believing in him. He wasn't interested in following him. That would require more than he was willing to give up. God's not interested in what you think you know about him. He's after your heart. Don't let your head knowledge of God keep you distant from him. Believe. I'll leave you with Romans 10:10. It says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.